This is Ozarks at Large. Next week, Ozark Guidance will host its summer professional development series at the Northwest Arkansas Education Cooperative in Farmington. New this year, Ozark Guidance is opening up the sessions to the public. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with School Outreach Coordinator Jennifer Coldiron at her Fayetteville office last week to learn more about the series. According to Ozark Guidance's website, the nonprofit Community Behavioral Health Center's website was the first in Northwest Arkansas to provide mental health counseling to children inside the school system.
It was in 1998 that Ozark Guidance first implemented therapists within the school system in Springdale, with the idea that we want to put therapists in neighborhoods or provide access for students and families to mental health within their neighborhood school. So from there, it just increased and increased until today, when we have a therapist in all 150 plus schools around Northwest Arkansas, and many others in the state are trying to follow that model and around the country as well.
One way I assume that you help educate them and keep them up to date is through this summer professional development series. How long has that been going on?
This is actually the second year that we'll have a summer professional development series. Last year we started it, and really this has come out of a new mini department we have within school-based services called School Outreach. So we're trying to reach out to the community and provide some proactive, preventative psychoeducation alongside the clinical work that's taking place in each and every school. So for the second year in a row, we're offering courses for a week-long series on trauma and brain and child development, as well as coping skills for anxiety, and lots of conscious discipline, choose love, some of our favorite social and emotional learning programs.
And this year you're opening it up to the public. Why did you guys decide to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, really, we just know it's going to take a movement of not only experts from our field and from the field of education, but also community support and passionate parents who are asking, what is the social and emotional learning program happening at my school? So we're looking to just create that network of passionate people about the social and emotional learning movement.
And so how is this structured? It's over the course of 4 days, and there's different sessions. It looks like they're about 3 hours apiece.
Correct. Yes, we have a morning session and an afternoon session each day, and they're 3 hours each. The cost is $25 each, and sessions will be interactive. We'll have some role plays or activities in each session so that participants walk away with a good understanding of research, but also how research connects to practical skills and application in the classroom or for parents at home.
So as a parent, I might be interested in, say, the session on anxiety and coping skills. And so I could just go to that particular one.
Yes, a parent could go to that particular one. Absolutely.
Is it geared mostly towards people that are in charge of kids, or like, could a child go to the, say, perhaps a high school teenager maybe wants to go and learn a little bit more about like suicide and self-injury response? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they have a friend that they're worried about and they would like to know how to handle that type of situation. Is it appropriate for them?
Well, our host is the Northwest Arkansas Education Cooperative. So our planned audience is educators primarily. But certainly, yes, an interested teenager could come to any of these sessions. You know, perhaps somebody, like you mentioned, is concerned for a friend, or perhaps they're exploring career interest in therapy or social work. So that would be appropriate, and we'd welcome a young person who's interested in these topics.
And what might you say to someone that might be maybe a parent, like, who might be intimidated to come to something like this? You know, maybe they do have a child who's dealing with suicidal thoughts, or and they're not sure how to help them, or the anxiety of just, you know, stress of school and that type of thing. And maybe they might be intimidated because they're like, well, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a counselor. I mean, what might you say to them?
Sure. Well, I would say that for starters, we know 1 in 5 adults struggles with a mental health illness, and we don't talk enough about that. So the fact that a parent might be supporting a child through a mental illness is very, very, very common, and that they might have their own is also very common. So we need to keep repeating that. I would also say that we're going to have fun. You know, we're going to start our sessions with what we call brain breaks. and continue with those throughout every session, including activities for connection, which involves eye contact, physical touch, playfulness, and appropriate interactions. So those are the kinds of ways that we make this presentation very digestible and fun. And I would encourage any parent who's interested in learning more about how to support their child to come.
What else would you like people to know?
We are so grateful for the community's support overall. Ozark Guidance has been operating as the community mental health provider since 1970, and we hope that this is one small opportunity that we can give back to the community. So we welcome anybody and everybody to join us and enjoy learning about how we can all become our best selves.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Jennifer Coldiron, School Outreach Coordinator at Ozark Guidance. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. The Summer Professional Development Series is June 10th through the 13th. Continuing education credits are available for attendees. Registration and more information is available at ozarkguidance.org.